Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, July 24th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, becoming a better listener, and remember, banks can't discriminate against pregnant women. In general, Americans are not very good listeners.
We only remember about 10% of what we hear in face-to-face conversations, according to one study. And our minds tend to wander, and researchers say our listening ability is probably getting worse amid more digital distractions.
Wall Street Journal Work and Family columnist Sue Schellenberger says the fact that we are not good listeners is impacting productivity.
There are missed opportunities for building better relationships at work. Meetings go longer. I interviewed many people who say their meetings are often interrupted by somebody who says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Could you repeat that?"
Not listening well can hurt your relationships and damage your career. However, it is possible to improve your listening skills. First, you have to be aware that you are a bad listener and take steps to prepare before an important conversation.
Make a list of questions, maybe, or topics you want to cover in an important conversation so that you're not obsessed during the conversation by, what am I going to say next? Oh, what's my next question? You have it written down in front of you, and you can just immerse yourself in opening up to what's being said.
Taking notes and making eye contact can also prevent your mind from wandering during an important conversation. You would think banks would know that it's not okay to discriminate against pregnant women. But Adam Levin of Credit.com said the federal government had to step in with a reminder recently.
A mortgage lender in California will pay $48,000 to settle allegations it denied or delayed mortgages to women because they were on maternity leave. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, also known as HUD, announced July 1st. It's a violation of the Fair Housing Act to deny a woman's mortgage application because she's pregnant or on maternity leave. Here's what was reported. A married couple filed a complaint against Greenlight Financial Services of Irvine, saying the lender denied their application to refinance because the wife was on maternity leave. Their complaint prompted an investigation by HUD, which found four additional applicants were allegedly denied mortgages because of maternity leave, or their mortgages were allegedly delayed until the woman returned to work. Since 2011, there have been 105 similar complaints sent to HUD. Other lenders have settled such complaints and more are likely to surface. There have also been cases of mortgage insurance providers discriminating against pregnant women and new mothers, and in some cases, loans can't be approved without mortgage insurance. Women have even gone back to work early just to close the loan. HUD is working to increase awareness of this issue among consumers and lenders, not only through education, but by publicizing enforcement actions and lawsuits carried out by the United States Department of Justice. I'm Adam Levin with Credit.com. Come visit us and learn how to take control of your credit.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.